Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from Minutes on Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumn Wood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville, we're all about you. And by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. During the last meeting of the Fairhaven Township Board of Trustees, it was learned that the fire department received a grant. The funding was from the Volunteer Fire Capacity Grant Program for just under $5,800. Fire Chief Mike Isham plans to bring a list of items the grant money can be used to purchase for the department. Also, Isham recommended hiring Jocelyn Hitz as a firefighter, and the board agreed. In other fire department matters, there was an updated report on the burned-out house on 624 Oak Street. It was noted that because of staff changes within the Huron County Courthouse, the case has been jostled around. It is currently pending in circuit court. In other township matters, it was reported the Huron County Road Commission's annual meeting will be on March 11th. The meeting covers issues that are relevant to township operations and local road matters. And Michigan is pushing for more green energy development, but not everyone understands what that entails. There have been several wind farms developed over the last few years with their spinning blades generating energy. The next step in green energy development is solar farms and battery storage units. Special panels are assembled that capture the sun to create solar power. Battery storage units are facilities that house that power generated by wind and the sun until it's needed. Marathon Township in Lapeer County is being eyed for solar development. And Brookfield Township received a large financial boost to its plan to build a new fire hall complete with offices. The United States Department of Agriculture awarded the township $1.2 million grant to help fund the construction of a new fire and township hall. The township board has been saving money and working on building plans for a new fire and township hall for several years. In preparation for that to happen, the township bought a lot at 3630 Owendale Road in 2021 for about $2,000 that was a tax foreclosure property. Building a new hall was being worked on because of space issues. The Village of Owendale and Brookfield Township have shared office space since 1974. There have been a lot of changes since then. Firefighting equipment has gotten much larger and more complex. Record retention has increased, and having to meet Americans with Disabilities Act regulations also came about since the dual hall was built. The township has been working with Booms Construction since 2023 on developing the plans for the hall. At that time, the company estimated the cost to build the hall was about $1.6 million. Besides being a fire hall, the new facility will also house the township's hall as well as an office for the clerk, treasurer, supervisor, storage, and an office for the fire chief, a meeting area, and a kitchen area. When we come back after the Shetler's Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Whatever temperatures this season brings, whatever technical issues arise, whatever heating solution makes the most sense, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer, Shetler's Plumbing and Heating, is ready to help. Whether you need a quick fix or an entirely new heating system, your local Bryant dealer, Shetler's Plumbing and Heating, will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. With a Bryant dealer, you get more than just a technician. You get someone who is committed to meeting your needs and achieving a high level of training and skills. Someone backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Nobody understands the ins and outs of home comfort like your local Bryant dealer. So whatever your situation, your address, and your budget, your Bryant dealer has a solution for you. Schedule an appointment today by calling Shetler's Plumbing and Heating at 989-453-3531. That's 989-453-3531.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, Energy Information Administration releases 2026 outlook. The EIA released its January 2026 short-term energy outlook today, predicting a stabilization in domestic oil production. The report highlights a growing shift towards renewable energy storage, with battery capacity in the U.S. expected to double by the end of the year. The outlook also suggests that consumer heating costs may remain flat through the remainder of the winter, despite geopolitical volatility. The data is used by policymakers to adjust national energy security strategies. In other national news, retail giant files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Saks Global filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection today, citing a shift in consumer luxury spending and high debt obligations. The filing allows the company to continue operations while it restructures its finances and closes underperforming locations. Industry analysts suggest this is a reflection of broader trends in the retail sector as high-end shoppers migrate more heavily toward direct-to-consumer digital platforms. The company hopes to emerge from bankruptcy by the holiday season. When we come back after this Autumn Wood of Deckerville sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
At Autumn Wood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Automotive Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our international news, Earth's toughest microbes could build Mars habitats. A team of international scientists published a study today demonstrating how extremophile microbes could be used to manufacture building materials on Mars. The research shows that these bacteria can bind Martian soil into durable concrete-like substance. This biobrick technology could eliminate the need to transport heavy construction materials from Earth. Space agencies are considering the process for future manned missions to the Red Planet, which are slated for 2030s. In other international news, Tanzania's electric railway faces weather tests. The newly completed $2 billion standard gauge railway in Tanzania is facing its first major test against extreme weather. Heavy seasonal rains have flooded sections of the track near Dodoma, forcing engineers to monitor the structural integrity of the electric line. Despite the weather, the railway remains operational, providing a vital link between the capital and the coast. This project is seen as a flagship for modern infrastructure in East Africa, though maintenance costs are rising due to climate volatility. When we come back after this Tri-County sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Area landscapers and commercial mowing service companies. Are you in need of repairs for your John Deere turf equipment? Don't wait until next spring when it's too late and you realize your mower isn't up to speed and wishing you had taken care of it sooner. Now is the perfect time to take your John Deere to Tri-County Equipment for an off-season inspection, service, and repairs. Get the work done between now and May 2026 with your John Deere financial account, and you may qualify for no interest and no payments until November 15th, 2026. 26. That's right. Get the repairs done now and the bill later. Take advantage of this opportunity to get your turf equipment running smoothly and ready for next spring with your John Deere financial account. Keep your business running strong with Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Cardy, and we have just two obituaries to report for this hour. Marsha J. Hoffman, age 88, of Cass City, passed away January 16, 2026. Marsha was born in Unionville on May 5, 1937. She married Elmer J. Hoffman on April 28, 1956 at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Cairo. Marsha is survived by her children, Gina and Gordon, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The visitation and service will be held Thursday, January 22, 2026 at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Cass City. Visitation will begin at 9 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. The luncheon will be held immediately following the service at the church. Burial will be at 2 p.m. at St. John Lutheran Cemetery in Sebring. Memorial donations may be given to Heritage Hill Assisted Living and Memory Care or Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Arrangements handled by Jingle and Mellendor Funeral Home, Inc. in Sebring. Share a memory at jmfuneralhome.com. And Cal James Kaufman, 86, of Elkton, passed away peacefully in his home with his family by his side on Monday, January 19, 2026. Cal married the former Nola Herford on October 21, 1967, and the couple spent over 58 years together. Cal is survived by his wife Nola, children Carlene, Stephen, Christina, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Cal was preceded in death by his sisters. A funeral service for Cal will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, January 26, 2026, at St. Paul Methodist Church. Visitation will be from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. on Sunday, January 25th, at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon, and from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church on Monday. Memorials may be made to St. Paul's Methodist Church or the A&D Charitable Foundation. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you. And by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.